You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." Today in the Gospel we can see God as a divine gardener. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who takes care of the trees, of the fig trees. The divine gardener who is also merciful, who is giving another chance. Always giving another chance for bearing fruit, for spiritual growth. He is cultivating the ground around it, taking out the weeds and fertilizing it. God is taking care of us. He's helping us to do that. When He's calling us to repentance, to turn away from sin and turn back to God, to repent from our sins and iniquities and give them to the Lord, that's what Lent is about. But very often we like to delay our repentance. We say that we have a lot of time, that we'll start tomorrow or when we are older. But what if that day never comes? We are called to repentance today, to take out whatever is preventing our spiritual growth, our bearing fruit in our life. We see so many tragedies around the world. And very often we ask ourselves very existential questions. What do they mean? Why do those things happen around the world? Many people die at very different events and situations, very tragical ones. And we question often God, why does these things happen? Why is there evil around the world? And sometimes we probably have false statements about those things and false assumptions. Just like Jesus was commenting in the Gospel, that it's not those two events, the death of the Galileans who were killed by Pilate and the 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them. Their death is not about sin or consequences of their sins. It's a mystery. It's much more complex. We cannot say that evil happens around the world or in our life because God wanted it to happen. It is a mystery why we suffer and why there is an evil. But what we can do, we can use these things as a sign for us, as a warning sign, that I cannot delay my repentance. Tragedies can remind us that human life is precious and that we still have a chance to live a good life. All of this is calling us to change our life, to repent, to do what we have to do, to uproot all the sins in our life, to weed out our iniquities, and to get closer to the Lord, to start the process of salvation today. That's all that God is expecting from us during this Lent, to begin the process of our repentance, to really let God be the gardener of our souls. During the Lenten season, we'll celebrate Stations of the Cross on Fridays at 6 p.m. in Polish and at 7 p.m. in English. During this Lenten season, there will be an opportunity to attend a Lenten retreat, which will take place at our Shrine Retreat House on March 29 to March 31st. The retreat master will be Father Pavel Bielecki, missionary and physician from Beirut, Lebanon. He will be here to lead us in the examination of our priorities of our daily lives and to make concrete and practical resolution for improvement of our lives. To register, please contact the retreat house or our shrine office. Please join us for Pro-Life Night at the Shrine's conference room at 6 p.m. on April 13th, on Saturday. This event will feature guest speaker Dr. Monique Rubereau, obstetrician, author and champion of the rights of the unborn, a screening of the Gosnell movie, with time for discussion and prayer will then follow. Refreshments will be provided. Your goodwill offering will support the youth group's pilgrimage to Poland. There will also be many pro-life vendors, different organizations, including the Holy Spirit Radio. We hope to see you then at our shrine. That's 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, Pro-Life Night at the Shrine. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.